This is Dortell Williams with A Prisoner's Perspective called A Generational Memory. Ever notice how things in life happen in cycles? Dancing styles, fashion, and of course, history falls into repetition. Clothing styles float adrift in a sort of chic purgatory until they resurrect, improvised by our kids. That's the positive. Discrimination, bias, and prejudice, of course, make up the negative. Yet the cycles persist just the same. That was how a recent discussion with my buddy Rob started. We then pondered on the enduring question of why police profile people of color. Rob suggested racism, or perhaps an overriding belief in the plethora of stereotypes we shoulder, nourished by an historically biased media and reinforced by agenda-driven professionals. They propagate warped beliefs that we're lazy or violent or criminal-minded. Rob then shared a story that went full circle. As it were, Rob's friend, we'll call him Abdul, was driving along the streets of South Central Los Angeles, made infamous by the 1965 rebellion that was sparked ablaze by police harassment of a black man. Abdul was accompanied by his four-year-old son. We'll refer to him as Michael. Not long into his drive, Abdul was pulled over by police. They said Abdul matched the description of a robbery suspect at large. It was the typical pattern seen from the outset, says Rob. White cops shielded behind a patrol car door with a gun pointed at a black man totally accustomed to the routine. Get out of the car. Lay on the ground. Put your hands behind your back, shouted the officer in short bursts of commands. Abdul complied, not yielding any regard to his fresh, light-colored suit, bought for the purpose of employment interviews. His day was filled with such appointments. A newly arriving officer unstrapped Michael from his car seat and sat him on the curb. The first officer aimed his gun directly at Abdul's head, walked over toward him, placed his right military-style black boot on Abdul's back, and cuffed him. Police radios squelched and echoed as the four waited for the simple confirmation that Abdul was who he claimed to be. As he lay on his stomach, now soiled in the dirt and grime of the street, he looked over at his calm and handsome son. Memories suddenly streamed across the screen of Abdul's mind as he recalled a similar scenario. He remembered when he was just a boy and his father had been stopped by the police over and over again. With A Prisoner's Perspective, this is Dortell Williams. To hear more about how your tax dollars are being wasted, log on to prisonradio.org. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan and Mary Bishop.